Lord Jesus, we just come to you, Lord, our eyes fixed on you. Holy Spirit, do a great work in us today. Surely today is not just the same service. Surely today it's just not the same worship service, not the same words that we've been hearing, but the fresh word from heaven right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Amen. I thank you, Lord. You are doing a mighty work today. Great things is going to happen. Great things are happening in our hearts right now. We are being stirred. We receive, Lord. We open our hearts and we say we receive from you. Whatever you want to speak to us, speak to us today. Speak to us today. No hindrances, no hardness of heart, no distractions of the world, but only you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just honor your presence. We honor your presence here today. Thank you, Lord. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And indeed, today we want to do something different. The worship team is going to remain here. We just want to have still this attitude of worship as the word is being shared. It's not my words. I can confirm to you, whatever I prepared today, it's so amazing that it started from morning prayer. I didn't tell Pastor Machin what I was going to share, but the key today is that attitude of thankfulness. You know, some of us that were here in this morning prayer, we already did that a little bit, right? Giving thanks to God. You know, the life that He gave, the breath that He gave, every little thing. And when I was preparing this, one word came out really, really strong. It's remember. Everyone say remember.
Remember.
Say again, remember.
Remember.
Say again, remember. Remember. You know, God is just saying, remember, forget not, remember. It can be negative, it can be positive. One, the negative one was in Revelation, it said, remember where you have fallen, where you have left off, then come back. But the positive side as well is, remember what God has done for you. Remember your first time experience with Him. Remember, even though it's those, you know, the what they call the goosebumps feeling that you felt first time, right? When you first really felt Him, remember that. Your first miracle, whether it be healing, answered prayer, remember that. Remember that. And hopefully from that, once you remember, then gratefulness starts to come out. Then praise and thanks start to just automatically come up from your inner being. It's not remember with the memory. Ask Holy Spirit to show you that time, that point of time where your life was really changed, where your mindset was really shifted. And then from that on, faith will begin to arise. Amen. Faith, refire of faith. Amen.
Amen.
And with this faith, you don't just go, oh, wow, you're so awesome and stop there. But with this faith, with this rising of fire, then go out. What you hear, do it. What the Holy Spirit tells us, do it. And this basically, that's my message today. If you want it, that's it. Right? If you want to, this is the theme, basically, today. All right? Because if we can get the first slide up. You know, this year, specifically for me, you know, I always talk about being sons of the house, being sons of God. But this year is being a son that knows his father. And you know that if you can remember the new year when we started, the first thing we declared was increase in intimacy. Increase in intimacy. Increase in intimacy. We started off with four keys, how to hear God's voice. All this comes down, boils down to this one basic thing. Is we want to build our relation back with the Father. Some of us maybe too busy or whatever life has happened. We've gone away or we felt cold. We've gone a bit cold. Maybe today is that day that Holy Spirit is doing something in our hearts to make us remember, to make us be grateful, to make us just want to give praise and thanks to Him. And then let faith arise in us. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
So today I just want to start off with Psalms 103 on the PowerPoint, where it says, forget not the Father's benefits or his blessings, if you want to put it. And just to give a summary of his blessings, you know, Ephesians 1 is put there, right? So you go home and read that one. That's not my message today, but today the message is forget not the Father's blessing. And we can sing that song, Bless the Lord, O my soul. And we just want to sing verse 1 to verse 5 together. All right, worship team, flow along with me. Okay. If we can have the PowerPoint, please. Is it coming? All right. So if not, turn to your Bible because the relic is there. All right. I'm going to take it and turn it into personally, right? So we sing, you know, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Worship team. Sorry. Thank you. 1, 2, 3.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Loving kindness and tender mercies, he crowns me with loving.
There's a last promise, is to have our youth renew like the eagle. Some of us today are feeling a bit depressed or defeated or a bit, just a bit low. Let's call it just a bit low. And you need this renewal, right? The promise is that how does he renew it? It's when he feed us or when he satisfies our mouth with good things. Now, he's definitely not talking about physical food, right? Although some of us in the natural do that, when we feel a bit depressed, we start to eat ice cream, chocolates, whatever comfort food you have, right? Pasta or rice for me, right? But we know that when he says satisfy our mouth, and I just got this thought. Why did David declare this? Of all person, surely David is not starving. Surely David doesn't miss food, quote unquote, right? So when he declared this, it's got to do with the Word of God, that daily bread. When we receive the Word of God, that fresh bread from Him, that's how we are renewed. Right? And Isaiah 40 verse 31 says what? Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And He shall be renewed as the eagle. Right? So again, how come this thing about renewing our strength like the eagle, there's two things now. One is receive His Word. One is wait. Don't you think that is related now? Right? We've learned four keys in life group. As we wait, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, and as we receive the word, as we drink, as we connect to the flow, our youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen. Right? It's not just hearing God's voice. You know, there's no benefit. It's not just, oh, this is a formula. Let's just learn in life group. But some of us, if you're feeling down, you're feeling a bit defeated, the answer is this. The answer is here. And the first four verses, maybe it's a reminder to us, don't forget His benefits. What are they? Is it just life? Is it just healing? Is it just rescue us from destruction? It's all the above. It's all that, right? And hopefully today, I feel like that's what the Holy Spirit is going to move into our hearts. Another one also is that in Psalms 19 verse 10, it says what? More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much than fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Again, what is this talking about? Is it really physical honey? No. It's the law of God, the testimony of God, the statutes, the commandments. So again, it's all about the word of God. And how sweet, in Psalms 119 verse 103, how sweet are your words? That's very clear. How sweet are your words to my taste, right? And sweeter than honey to my mouth, right? And we say waiting and receiving the word of the Lord gives us strength, renews our strength. So I just want to declare that today, right? Whatever you are going through, whatever situation you're coming through, as we wait on the Lord, as we receive from Him, your youth will be renewed like the eagle. Amen? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare that right now, you are doing something mighty today. It is not just the same, but Lord, you are renewing our youth like the eagle. Our strength is renewed. We shall mount up with wings like eagles.
Yes.
Lord, we wait on you, Lord. We wait on you. Our eyes focus on you, and we receive your word. And when we receive that daily bread,
amen.
Lord, pour out, Lord, pour out those, pour out your word today upon all of us. And as we receive it, our youth will be renewed like the eagle. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People are being free right now in Jesus' name. People are having their breakthrough right now in Jesus' name. They are receiving their healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, one of the things happened yesterday was our brother Friday and Obonye came to visit us, right? Visit Zion. And we started to talk about how do you meet Amy or how do you start, right? And then when I think about it, I'm not going to focus on the story, okay? Oh. But one thing I did felt though, during worship, right? There was something in my stomach, right? It was just weird. It was a weird feeling. And it's this feeling as when I first called Amy, right? No, like truly call. I mean, we talked, we've grown up together and all that, but truly call her to say, okay, this is my version. My version is, oh, you know, I call Amy and say, hey, Amy, Pastor say, you and me, let's go. Right? That's the Dino cool version. It's the lies version. Lying, right? Okay, it's not the true version. The true version is, you know, it's like, oh, to break the ice, oh, how was volleyball, right? Okay, but then, okay, then as you know, now the story, cut the story short, now it's Zion, okay? But that feeling I had at the back, it was just very similar, but not the same. But I believe God is doing something today. There was truly the presence of God today. And as Pastor said, maybe it's got to do with, maybe some people here are having digestive problems or something. I believe that's because I asked, right? Because Pastor, as she said, you know, maybe today there will be ears open or something. So I say, Lord, show me what you're doing. And this feeling came up. And then the other one is my fingers. It's kind of like pain. Like, I don't know, maybe it's joint or in the fingers or something. But this too is very strong. So maybe afterwards, I somehow release the word now, but afterwards, come for prayer, okay? I believe that's the word of God. Either it's digestive problems, something in your stomach and your hands, okay? Or fingers, more specifically. All right, so again, I come back to, we were remembering things and then we showed them the wedding videos and things. It's like, wow, it's just amazing how God has brought us so far. And I feel like that's in the natural, right? When you see old things, when you remember old things, you have that excitement, right? As though you were, okay, it's not that long ago, it's only 2 years. But maybe for some of you, when you look at your wedding pictures, when you look at your wedding videos years ago, you have this excitement, right? As though you were at that time again, as though you were there. So again, I just repeat this. I think God is just wanting to remember us, our first time with Him, our first love with Him. Maybe we've already got too busy. We forgot to wait on Him. We forgot to get the word from the Lord, right? Sometimes that's all God wants. Okay, and this is what I'm speaking to myself as well. Like, you know, don't let life get in the way, but just like Pastor Machin say, it's a paradox. We got to struggle to find rest in God. Strive to find rest. Strange, very strange, but that's what it is. Maybe you can change the song a bit to Count My Blessings, name them one by one. We won't sing it, but just change the mood a little bit. All right? To not just, okay? But Count My Blessings, name them one. I know you all know that song, right? So you can sing it at home, on the car, on the way back, okay? All right? So now, I'm just going to go quickly to my message, is that then how do we keep remembering? How do we not forget? All right? How do we not forget? So first one here is from 2 Peter 1, 5 to 12. Let us read together, 1, 2, 3. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours, keep going, if these things are yours and are abound, you are neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins.
Keep reading. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always, though you know and are established in the present truth. Amen. Okay? Now here, it says that if we forget where we were from before, which means when the time that we were saved from our sins, we can forget that. Right? And Peter here is saying, for this reason, I remind you. In Hebrews 10:24-25 says, you know, gather always, right? Especially coming to the last days, especially with spiritual authority that will remind us. Peter represented spiritual authority that he wrote this letter to, right? And what does he say? He reminds us always. Now, we know that our pastor reminds us always, right? And as we gather together more often, we get reminded, right? In life group, in revelation class, in prayer meeting. So, this gathering always, especially when there is a word of the Lord that is being released, is very important because it will remind us, right? Sometimes not just reminding us of old things, but as we read the book of Revelation, because Revelation class is coming, right? You know, we get reminded of this greatness of the plan of God, the destiny of God that he has for his church. Now, the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. But Jesus Christ is not alone, right? It's not just him. He is the head and we are the body. So it's a revelation of Jesus and his church, right? What are we going to achieve together with our Lord Jesus Christ? So it will remind us in a way, so we're not talking about memories, but it will remind us the destiny that God has already prepared for us. Amen? Amen. All right? So gather together always. And when we go to the next slide, one of the things that we stop appreciating maybe, or we already forgot to appreciate what Jesus has done, one way to do that is to continue to give thanks, all right? Holy Communion is one way as well. As we come together, we always thank God for the bread and the cup. But maybe these are some things that has made us appreciate less or forgot to appreciate altogether. Okay, number one was we forgot how we were before. So here today, remember how we were before. Right? Because in Peter said that remember how his sins was forgave. Right? Sometimes if we are a Christian for quite a long time, or maybe we have been born from a Christian family. So it's like you're trying to say, like for me, I always like to use this example. I'm not that bad. Like even when I was growing up, not as a Christian, I was quite a good boy. Quite a good boy, right? But my parents are like, no, still got things. But you know, that kind of deception is very, very dangerous because it makes us think we're okay, and then Jesus, cool, Jesus. So just an add-on to our life, right? We forgot where we were before, right? How our life was changed. Maybe that's something for us to do today. Yeah. Second, we must remember that what we are receiving right now is a gift. This is what Pastor Mei Ching went through with us in prayer this morning. Life is a gift, right? The breath that we take every day is a gift. The strength, we can walk, we can read, we can see. All this is a gift. Even in the book of Deuteronomy, it says, power to make wealth. Just because we can work, we can earn, that's a gift. That's a gift, right? Because if not, the opposite attitude of that is, you say this, and you know that now we always say entitled mentality. I deserve it, so why should I give thanks? It's mine anyway, right? We don't want to have that attitude. We have to remember that everything we receive is a gift, right? So that should make us want to thank him, the gratefulness. The third one is, all that we receive is what we needed or what we don't have, right? Now, I know if you all shop in Woolies or Coles, there's collectibles, right? Right, some call it Ooshies or Oshies or whatever, or mini Coles thing, right? Remember, like, in work, we're quite crazy, right? Everybody brings in, and then we start swapping. I have this one, you don't have this one, and then we swap. So, what? And then this thought just came to me. It was interesting, right? Some people will just now pass along the corridor, like, will keep thanking me. Why? Because I gave them something they didn't have. Right? Like, oh, Dino, thanks for that Zazu or whatever, right? Wow, it's like, and then it's like, wow, it's like so significant, you know? Because why? To us, it's nothing, right? It's basically free, quote unquote, but you just bring it to work. It's like, oh, do you want this? And then they're like, oh, yes, because it's something I don't have, right? Wow, so appreciative, right? Make friend. Anyway, because, again, sometimes we think what we are receiving right now, for example, the word that is being released now, the words that is pastor releasing at prayer meeting, even Pastor Joseph, sometimes very fast, right? Declaring resurrection life, right? When we activate resurrection life, sometimes we think we already have it. We already have it. So becoming less and less thankful, right? When we're the Oshis, when you get the same one, five of the same one, you also become less and less appreciative of the things that someone wants to give, right? So the opposite attitude here is pride, because pride basically says, I know lah, I have it already, right? So like Revelation class, I know already, or too much lah, too much word. I already have word. I don't need more. I don't need more. I'm not advertising for Revelation class. I don't know why this came out, okay? But just be honest, right? Because for me, myself, right, I go to the fourth one. All that we receive was paid with a high price. Again, the opposite of this is we take it lightly. We take these things lightly. Because when there is an opportunity to discover the Word of God, then we say what? Another class at night. Already I go Tuesday life group. I go Wednesday life group. Now I go Thursday. And then how many days? Right? It's easy. I let's be honest. I said that. All right? The immediately that one is. But forgetting that we say to say this to ourselves, hey, it's an opportunity to learn. It's opportunity to learn what is God is opening up the book of Revelation to us. Right? And it's like, instead of obeying what God said, forsaking the things in the world, we forsake spiritual things. Right? We can quote, set your minds on things above and not things below. But when the opportunity comes, our action, our decision will show us, is that true or not? Right? My attitude was wrong when I first heard this. Right? Oh, so tired. So tired. Even especially after Zion came. So tired. But I also want to praise God for His strength, right? It's just amazing. Like last time, if I don't sleep enough, I very easily get sniffling nose in the morning, you know, like it's just very. But now, even I awake once or twice at night, I don't get that. I know it's the grace of God. I know it's the grace of God on, you know, on us, for myself and Amy. It's just that strength to just take care of Zion. But okay, I'm going a bit astray now. But again, coming back to this, right? The Word of God. All right, sorry. The Word of God. Okay? Let's just be honest to ourselves, yeah? Right? When we say more word, oh, more word, more class, is that something that I had to repent from that, right? Okay? And one of the things that we forgot that when Christ died on the cross, it's not just for salvation. It's not just for us to go to heaven. There's a lot more than that, right? There's a lot more. One of the things He restored was a relationship that we can now receive the Word of God directly from Him. Then why not? Why not, right? So I think we'll finish it there, that maybe today, as we think of these things, hopefully gratefulness comes out. From gratefulness, praise and thanksgiving. It says in Psalms is what? Come into His courts, right? Sorry, come into His gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Let's do that as we conclude today. That's what we want to do that. Okay, another thing that I didn't share today was, as we continue in the Word, as we receive the Word, we heard so much of this. Maybe, Joe, just go to the last slide as we conclude. Maybe I should give you this a second point, but I'm not explained. Maybe you just go slide 10 first. Okay. So the second thing about how to not forget is gratefulness. I'll upload this in the website so you can have it later, okay? All right, and we give thanks and praise always. And then the last one is, when we hear, we do it. As we practice and we do, we will not forget. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Yeah. As we practice, we will do. As we practice, we will remember. Yeah. Now, one of the things about me at work is that, you know, I'm quite senior now in my career, what we call a scientist. So as seniors, normally I don't go in the lab that often because I have students, I've got staff to organize to do that. So one day I had to do it myself, right? Even though they call me an expert in this area, but because I've not done it in a while, I go into the lab the first time for many months. It's very awkward, right? You just have to, it's like they say, riding a bike again. Right, and then some steps I missed out. I was like, oh no, right? Because I thought, this one is under my belt. Oh, and this one is, like they say, you know, easy. So I didn't even bring my protocol in. I didn't bring my lab book. I can just do it from there. But out of that, I forget some things. So some of us maybe have stopped doing some things that we initially started when we were safe. So today, let's not use our mind and think, oh, what have I forgotten? You know, like Bart Verkler say, I got this list, and then, oh, this one I didn't do, this one I missed out. Because when, if you do that, condemnation will come, right? If you have lists of rules and things, you start listing things you never do, then the devil will say, aha, you see, never do this, never do that, right? We don't want that. What we want is, hopefully from the lesson, what you learn is that we hear from God what to do, and then we do it. Yes. We hear from God what to do, then we do it. Okay, then with that will come life. And remember from the first one, when we hear the word of God and we do, what will happen to our strength? It will be renewed. Amen. Our youth will become like eagle.
Amen.
Right? So as we close, let's have an attitude of worship coming to Him and ask the Holy Spirit, the how, Lord, what you want me to do and how to do it and practice. Because in James 1:21-20, it says, you know, implant the word of God until it gets to our heart. And once it gets in there, then we will practice. Amen? All right? So let's not cut the momentum. All right? You've been receiving word, you know, more word. Because as soon as we cut the momentum, as soon as we cut the flow, and I say it to myself, I say it as myself as an example, that attitude came out because, you know, I had rest for 1-2 months when Pastor was away, right? Then suddenly now restart class, oh, you know, it's, you're already like so comfortable, right? Thursday night was free night, but now occupied. It's like, oh. But again, I don't want to repeat myself. You know what I'm trying to say, right? As the more we relax, the more we slack, the more it's like, the more you, when you stop, you just go backward, right? But let's go forward. Let's not cut the momentum. Let's not cut the flow. And as we worship, let's let Holy Spirit speak to us. What is it we need to do? Right? We already learned this. We have the four attitudes that we have to have. Number one is thirst, right? You all remember this? Thirst. We come to Jesus, we drink, and then we believe what we receive. And then, out of our inner being, will
flow.
Everyone say, will flow. Okay? So don't just take it as a lesson. Let's practice. Let's just maybe do the four keys. Just be still for a while. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Music can go on. But just be still. And just focus on the Lord Jesus. And then just ask. Just speak to Him. But remember, see His face. See Jesus. Not even the things you should do, but see Him first. See Him first. Hallelujah. And then just ask, Lord, what do you want me to do? How should I do this? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, truly you are moving in this place today. You have touched, you have stirred many, many hearts, Lord. Lord, let it not just be today. Let it continue to flow. Let the momentum not stop, but continue on to tomorrow, to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, to the whole week. Let it not be up and downs, but up and up and up. And up. Lord, we just declare, Lord, limitations are being broken right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wrong mindsets are broken in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for this word that you have given me, that prison doors are open.
Amen.
At the prison of tradition, it's broken.
Amen.
Prison of religion, it's broken.
Amen.
Prison of depression, broken. Prison of, I just can't do it, negativity, be broken right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And prison of maybe diseases, illnesses, just pulling us back. It is broken right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're so excited. We just want to praise you. We want to give you thanks. We praise you. Give you thanks. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you for the word. Next level. Thank you, Lord. today. If you want prayer, either for that healing, for that digestive system or stomach or your hands, just come forward. From sin. Thank you, Lord. Come to the
drawing from the well. and his soul was bound. Oh, but then the head she met the master, and he told her the sin. He said, if in this water you never thirst again, there is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled.
Just stand the anointing. Don't be a spectator, just be a receiver. Wherever you are, receive that grace. Take me past the outer courts to the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. There's blood and mouths of people, the priests who sing their praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Lord, I'm only found in one place. Enter the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood
For this fresh word. I believe the Lord is saying as well to keep having this attitude of thankfulness and gratefulness. Whatever you have received, you gotta give it out. You gotta go out, you gotta give it out. But you gotta start receiving first. You gotta go to Him first, receive it for yourself first, experience it for yourself first. But then as you go out and as you give it to others, you yourself will have gratefulness coming up. And sometimes it's also about teaching others to be grateful. We ourselves can say, thank you, Jesus. But the next step is, can we raise up others to say the same? It can be your children, can be your grandchildren, can be your friends, whatever. Think of it this way. How do I keep raising people to say thank you? Is that when you go away and you have taught someone how to thank the Lord, you in the end are also keep praising. You are, through that person, are giving thanks to God. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say here. That you are multiplying the mouth that give thanks to God. Because you first received, you first was grateful for it, but then after that, you did something with it. You went out and you tell people, you teach your children, you teach those under you to give thanks to God. Then, when you meet the Lord Jesus, here on earth, there are still people that are praising and thanking the name of Jesus because you obeyed that word, because you obeyed the word to go out. And this verse just comes to me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, don't take that lightly. I know it's on a lot of keychains and stuff. But this verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, has a much deeper meaning now. It's about you and Christ. You receive the word. Your mouth is satisfied with His word. Then your strength is renewed. Then you say, I'll go and do it. Then I can do it. Not because I think, so I do it because the verse say I can do it. No. But you receive from Him first. And then you go out and you say, because Christ has given me that word, then I can do it. Then I can do it. I believe this is the word of the Lord. So, it's a shame that we have to conclude, but it doesn't have to finish. It doesn't have to stop here. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. Jesus. When you go out, the next Amen. Person you meet tomorrow, Tuesday, and all this, just remember what happened today and give up. What you receive today, give up. What you receive today, it can be praying for healing for others. It can be encouraging them in the word of the Lord. But we gotta give out. We gotta give out. We gotta give out. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord. Truly, the Holy of Holies. We are in the Holy of Holies. Truly, Zion is here. We have experienced Zion, that spiritual state of the church, that spiritual place that you are building, not just for yourself, but for us, Lord, that we can connect to you. Oh, that heavenly place, that heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we're just in awe. We're just in awe. You are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are doing a great work in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We give you thanks. We praise you. We give you thanks.
Yours, the kingdom, and yours.
glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom and yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. And